Good morning, everyone. Once again, thank you very much. This is Robert Rawson, and thank you for joining us today for our period of Bible study from the Crockett Church of Christ, located in Tate County, up out west of Senatobia, at 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. We invite you to our services at 9:30 this morning and 10:30 this morning. And again, Sunday evening, if you can't make it in the morning time, make it at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. We certainly invite you to become and be a part of the congregation there if you wish to do so as we go along in life from day to day. You know, the emphasis that we have given over the last few weeks of time has been in reference to our relationship with the Lord and our relationship to other people and how we're to be people who help our families and help others who are our neighbors and friends. To be people who compare our lives with what the Lord has said for us to do and how the Lord has said for us to be in life. The idea is to be people who serve the cause of the Lord as He has so said. Today I'd like to continue along with the idea that is talked about in the book of James in reference to this, the church of the Lord. In this he denounces any religious performance accompanied by an unbridled tongue. It is noted that much of this letter pertains to the tongue and to getting to one's control of it and noting what it has said. He starts out in James 1 at verse 19 by saying, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." The idea about a person in life who makes his way and makes his way felt because he is not swift to hear. He's quick to speak and quick to be mad. As I illustrated last week in that particular lesson, that's not the way that Paul prayed for the people there at Philippi in Philippians chapter 1. And in reference to this, James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." If we find ourselves being that kind of person, we'll certainly not yield to the things that are mentioned back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 21, when it is said the power of life and death is in the tongue. We'll not be in the power of death in the tongue if we find ourselves quick to speak and rather slow to wrath. Let us be people who serve the cause of the Lord. It is noted in James chapter 3, verses 2 through 12. "If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and also able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, and that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." The scripture there describes a tongue that is untamed, untaught, unbridled, and it does not complement it. It tells us that that whole body is going to be turned about by that tongue that is unbridled. So it is, sin will be the performance of that body. And when it's the body being performed by that tongue that's unbridled, we're not serving the cause of God. He goes on in James 3 to say the following, beginning verse 13. "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth." Sometimes we find ourselves in a religious movement, and we have urged you to leave a religious movement and come into the biblical church of the Lord that's described in the New Testament of our Bible, where Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, even my death will not stop this church from being built," Matthew 16 and down at verse 18. We find this teaching to be done. And being a part of the Lord's church means that we find ourselves wanting to be the people that the Lord has taught us to be. Act that way, talk that way, behave that way, serve that way that He teaches us to do. And as a result, He'll be a wise man endued with knowledge among you. Let Him show out of a good conversation, a good manner of life, His works with meekness of wisdom. Be wise and be meek in that way of life. Do not be filled with bitter envying and strife in your heart and glorying in that way and lying against the truth. Let's be people who follow the way of the Lord and His righteous way, and that's the way that He tells us that we ought to do. When we find ourselves being people of God, we want to be people who are controlling the tongue first and foremost. Look what it says in James chapter 4 and verse 11. Speak not evil one against another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. The word judge used in that passage is in the illustration of condemns his brother, and condemns the teaching of the law. That's not to be done. The person speaks not evil of any brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother is a person who's not doing the right thing. Go on to James 4, verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go in such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. How many people have made plans for a job, for work that's being done, and on the day that they were supposed to start that, it wasn't there to be found? How many people have been disappointed by having made that promise and that idea that I'll be at work and you can count on me, and yet that work was not there at all? He tells us that in James 4:13. He says, don't do that. Ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go in such a city, we'll continue there a year, we'll buy and sell and make gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. How do any of us know that we shall be living on the morrow? Think about the way that we drive these days, and how that we drive down the highway at a rapid rate of speed, and how an oncoming car coming that way can easily be disturbed by some driver who does not paying attention to himself and finds himself angling over into your lane. How quickly it can be that life has come to an end for you. Think about the way of life that we live. Think about the prayers that we make to the Lord. He says there in James 5 and verse 12, above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven nor by earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into temptation. Be a person who follows the Lord's way and talk about it in such a way that it will be a positive statement or a negative statement, but let it just stand on its own. Let it be that way. And that's the way of life that Jesus himself even said. Back in Matthew chapter 6 and beginning at verse 1, Jesus said, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of men. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Think about that. That particular way of life of doing was to praise our fellow man. Have the praise and the consideration of others. You have your reward if you do it that way. But if you do it the way of God in heaven, he says, therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be seen of the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they shall have their reward. But when you do your alms, let not your right hand know what your left hand does. Be sure that you're not going about having that money in your hand and recounting and recounting and recounting it. Be a person who decides what you're going to do and go ahead with it and ask God's blessings to be with you in the process of that. When we do that, we'll practice what he calls a pure religion. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. In James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, he tells us how to live and how to serve others that are particularly in need. There is no quite need quite like that of a woman who is without a husband, or children who are without their parents. Think about the way that we serve them and care for them and do good for them, because that's the way of life that we ought to do. Think about the religion that talked about in James in reference to the way of life that we're to live. And when he tells us to do that, he tells us to do it in a righteous way, in a good way, and in a godly way. Let us be people then who follow the cause of the Lord. And as we do follow the cause of the Lord, let us be people who honor that way of life, keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and find ourselves believing, being baptized into Christ, living for Him from day to day, and enjoy that relationship with Him and with others as we live in the world in which we live. That's the way that He tells us to live and to be. Think about this way of life that we live, because we follow the meekness of God's word. He says in James 1 and at 21, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." James 1 and verse 21. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a way of life that is filthy, overflowed with wickedness in life, but it's contrasted to a way of meekness, following the implanted word that is able to save your souls. That word of God being followed and served as we go about making decisions, as we're people who are righteous before the Lord, is the right way for us to live. We've talked about various parts of this over the last few weeks of time as they pertain to the relationship that we have with others. A relationship that is to be godly and good. A relationship to God that He honors is a right way to do. Now then, we're looking at it from the standpoint of what the Word of God says about what to do to control ourselves. And He tells us first and foremost that the tongue is an unruly world of darkness in and of itself. Control the tongue. And then secondly, He says to be people who serve the cause of others round about us. Listen to what is said in Psalms 119 and verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, O Lord." The Lord's word is that which is hid in my heart. That's the way of life to live. That's the way of life to do. We shall behave in that way of life. Jesus, our Lord, served His disciples. And as He served them, He did things for them, and in John chapter 6, we see that there's a group of them who are just simply going away. They're leaving His teaching. They're leaving Him and the other disciples. And Jesus says to them, "Will ye also go away?" Simon Peter answers that particular time. He says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." John 6 and verse 68. If we find ourselves doing what the Lord says, we'll be in the words that bring about eternal life. That's what we in Churches of Christ teach to do. That's what we insist that each member do. And as we talk about that and preach that way, we call upon those who are not doing that to come forward, have prayer together with us, that they might be stronger tomorrow than today and yesterday. That they might be people who serve the cause of the Lord with their tongue as well as with their service in life from day to day. Think about it. "To whom shall we go?" Simon Peter said to the disciples. "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." John 6 and verse 68. Now, we've used for a couple of weeks John 12 and verse 48. Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Jesus says this is the standard that's going to be used for the judgment in the last day. Now, when we find ourselves doing that way of life according to his word, we'll find ourselves doing what he has said rather than rejecting him and rejecting his word. You remember he went on to say in John 12, verse 49, "The word I speak unto you is not my own, but my Father. My Father gave me these words that I now speak to you. This is my Father's word, my Father's will, and this is the will of God that I'm teaching to you." And thus they were to follow that way rather than reject him and do not receive his word. When we find a way to do, it is a wonderful way of life. And when we do that, we will be people who lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. When the Hebrew writer writes this in Hebrews chapter 12, he tells us the following. "Wherefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Hebrews 12 and verse 1. Here's a way of life for us to live as well. Be patient as we live in life. Not only be a person who finds ourselves controlling our tongue, and not only be a person who finds ourselves practicing a pure religion, but we find ourselves being patient as we do that. Hebrews 12, verse 1. "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Let's be people who serve the cause of God, and as we do so, we'll honor the Lord, and in patience, we'll find ourselves not saying more than yea and nay and nay. We'll not be adding to it. We'll be people who speak rightly for the Lord and call upon others to come and lay aside their teaching, their ideals, their sins in life, and accept the teaching that they read from God's word about how to talk, how to practice pure religion, and how to be a person in life that is serving the cause of God. As a result of that, that's the way of life for them to follow, and that's the way of life for them to now find in patience, in joy. When the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 10 in verse 16 and 17, he talks about how that we may be people who grow in faith. "So then faith," he says, "cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." As we hear the word of God, we tend to believe what is said, or we tend to deny what is said. Even this morning, you are attempting to hear the word of God. You are accepting what has been said, noting what has been said from the word of God about how to talk, how to practice pure religion, how to be a person who serves the cause of the Lord, or you're denying it. You're rejecting. You say, "I don't have to do that. I don't have to be that kind of person." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. It is noted in regard to this situation back there in the days of Joshua in the Old Testament. He says in Joshua 24, verse 15, "And if it seem evil unto you, serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers as served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye now dwell. But as for me and my house," Joshua said, "we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24, verse 15. There's always been a lot of things that we could serve. There's always been a lot of things that we could do. And what is said there is said there for the purpose of recognizing where we are. If we serve the Amorites, if we serve the ways of the gods on the other side of the flood, or if we serve the Lord today, from our house serve the Lord. We'll be the people that God would have us to be. We'll note the changes that we need to make so that God will recognize the fact that we, in making those changes, will have an opportunity to live with the Lord forever and ever someday. It is said regarding this matter, therefore, laying aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. When he tells this in James 1, as a passage we already referred to, he tells them that they can save their souls by having this word of God placed within their hearts. This way of God is the way of life. And we should lay aside every weight, the sin that does beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us be people who are patient in the service of God, and applying that God of heaven to our daily walk of life, we'll find a way to do and behave. Now it is noted in Proverbs 14 and verse 12, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There may be a way that seems to be right. It seems to be right for mama, seems to be right for daddy, seems to be right for my grandparents, seems to be right for my brother and sister or older than I. I'll be doing that way. Or will I go to God's word, see what it says, and become the person who follows that way with patience, that I might follow the way of God and find salvation at the end of that way? That's what he said to do. He said to be a person who takes that word, that engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. That'll be the way for us to live, instead of a way that seems to be right, but it is not the way that's right. It will be the end is the way of death. Sad to have that to be the case. We find a way of doing the Word of God. We find a way of what he says to young Timothy, as Paul writes to him in 1 Timothy 4 at verse 13. Give attendance to reading. He was letting Timothy know that he was to be sure that as he read God's Word and read it often and read it as he would be a person who wanted to give attention to what it said to do, he would be the person that God could use and would have to use and be blessed by the Lord. That's the way of life for us to live. In Ephesians chapter 6, reference is made to those who find themselves in wickedness, in high places, he says. Even those who are in positions of authority find themselves following their way rather than God's way. He tells Christians, do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against a host of wickedness in high places. Be a person who follows the cause of God, because the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God that brings about everlasting life. That's the way to do. Jesus himself had talked about that in Matthew 2:4 and at verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, he told Satan at that time, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. Twice more, Satan tempted Jesus on that occasion in Matthew chapter 4. And Jesus replied, it is written. He was using the scripture of the Old Testament as it applied to this situation. It was certainly effective, and effective in his resisting the temptation to do what Satan wished him to do. For the Word of God is quick, living, and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. It's the one who looks into the reason why we do what we do. And the reason why we do what we do may be found by God's word to be, I want to please man. I want to please others. It's the way that I seem to think is right. and go ahead and do without recognizing that it's the way that leads to death, Proverbs 14 and verse 12, it's the way that leads us away from God and away from His way, Hebrews 4 verse 12. Let us be people who serve the cause of God and look forward to the blessings of the Lord in the process of that day. Back for a moment to the book of James, he notes to us the wisdom that we have when we serve the cause of God. When he said there in James, in reference to this matter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." When we find a meek spirit by serving the Lord, and we look at the Word of God about it, we'll find ourselves being patient with it, and we'll understand how that we can serve the Lord and not be with bitter envy and strife. He tells us, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast, do not lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envying and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil work is there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy." James 3, verses 13 through 17. How are we to live before the Lord? Are we to live in such a way that the world itself condescends to us and says, "This is a way to do, this is earthly, this is sensual, this is demonic"? Envy and every evil work continues that way. Confusion and every evil thing may be done. But when we have a wisdom that's from above, it's pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, and full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Be a person who serves the cause of God in a righteous and good way, and you'll find the blessing of God in the patience of life that you show as you study God's Word and begin to put it into practice. We thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson, of course, from the Crockett Church of Christ, located in Tate County, located 7 miles from Interstate 55. As you come north, you'll find yourself going toward the Tunica side, and 7 miles out, on the left, you'll see a big sign that says Crockett Church of Christ. And our meeting service times will be at 9:30 this morning, 10:30 this morning, or 6 o'clock this evening. And we invite you to come and be a part of those services with us. And as we study God's Word in this particular theme of relationships that we have and the way of life that we live from day to day, the things that we do in service, and today in regard to what the Bible says regarding our tongues, our mouth, the words that we speak, the teaching that we give, the teaching we accept, do we go by a way that seemeth right, or do we go by a way that leads to life? Receiving the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. When you're with the people that look for the teaching of God's word, rather than what pleases us and what pleases mankind, then we'll find a church and a way of life that is really enjoyable as a way of life. That's what we're to do as we live and serve the cause of God. We remind you of the Crockett meeting times, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock tonight. And we invite you to be a part of that service with us when you choose to do so. We're not that far away, and we enjoy having visitors to come and worship the Lord with us. It's a way of life that he says to do with patience as we follow his word and be his kind of person. Thanks for your time this morning. This is Robert Rawson.